Bureau General Assurance Solid Protection. I am James Eshan. First off, the year-on-year inflation for the month of September 2024 has increased to 21.5% from 20.4% recorded in the month of August 2024. The Ghana Statistical Service has attributed the increase to a rise in food inflation. Food inflation surged to 22.1% from 19.1% in August 2024. Before the current increase, inflation had gone down for five consecutive months. Here is Government Statistician Professor Samuel Kobnenim.
In the month of September 2024, year-on-year rate of inflation stood at 21.5%, indicating that between September 2023 and September 2024, the average price levels of goods and services went up by 21.5%. On a year-on-year basis, for September 2024, prices of goods and services went up by 21.5%. This indicates a 1.1 percentage point variation between the year-on-year inflation that was recorded in August 2024, which stood at 20.4%.
Professor Samuel Kobnenim as the government statistician. Now, Atlantic Lithium has described as unfortunate delays in getting Parliament to ratify its mining agreement with the country. The Australian company, which is expected to start mining at its Ewoyaa lithium project in the central region, is awaiting the ratification before it commences full work. Speaking to Joy Business at the 4th West African Mining Conference in Accra, the finance director Amanda Hassas described the delay as setback to the company's operational timelines.
You know, rather than accelerating and getting into production as quick as we can, with the uncertainty that then makes us as a company be more careful about our money, be more careful about what we're doing. We're still working towards our permitting steps because that's really important. But, you know, our exploration and our other activities are effectively slower. And if you can understand, getting set up and getting going is harder if you've kind of slowed down. So we've actually have had a slowdown, and that will make it kind of harder to get into or take longer to get into production.
Amanda Assas is the finance director at Atlantic Lithium. To some other stories, Rwanda Motors has unveiled two new vehicle models called the Hyundai Mighty and the Hyundai County Bus. According to Chief Operating Officer of Rwanda Motors, Kasim Odemat, the new addition shows the company's resolve to be innovative and responsive to the needs of its customers.
On this special occasion, we reaffirm our commitment to driving progress and meeting the evolving needs of our customers as we introduce these two exceptional vehicles. Now let us turn our attention to the two exciting models for which we are here. The first is the all-new Hyundai Mighty EX8 truck, a model that speaks to Hyundai's engineering power.
And that's the end of the Joy Business Report, brought to you by EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Please stay tuned in for the Joy Business Van after this break.
EcoBank Mobile, they make me say, EcoBank Mobile, they make me crazy. Download it and use it. It gon' make your life so easy, yeah. Oh, yeah. Download it. You gon' enjoy it. In my Birmingham. Birmingham. In my Birmingham. Come make a download them for you. Cause you can pay bills. You can buy credits. You can pay school fees. Even chest tights with an Apple. Can't come a come. Echo Bank Apple. Can't come a come. EcoBank mobile app. You can pay your bills, transfer to and from mobile wallet, virtual card creation, transfer to other banks, express account opening, scan and pay, express cash, all at your fingertips with the EcoBank mobile app. You know, it's five-star life with EcoBank. Can promise.
Keeping your smile healthy and strong is important to Colgate. That's why this month, Colgate is giving you an opportunity to get a free dental screening. We want to help take care of your oral health beyond just brushing your teeth daily with our products, because we believe our smile is our strength. Our dentists are here for your smile. Please note that the dentists will screen you and provide advice around how to manage your oral health. There'll be no procedures or treatments done. Visit Colgate Ghana on our Facebook page to find out more. This advert is FDA approved.
Welcome back for the Joy Business Van, brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and MTN Business. What are we doing today? On the Business Van, today, way before deodorants gained patronage here in Ghana, it was common to use fresh lime juice in the armpit to prevent body odor and reduce sweat. At least, that was common when Gladys Ntribuatin was growing up. Now in her 50s, the former shop assistant is bringing that back, but in an innovative way. We'll tell you more on today's episode of the Joy Business Van.
Gladys Ntribuatin carefully mixing the formula for Jimith Natural Deodorant at her production center, a space she's created at her home. The formula is well calculated to fight body odor and reduce sweat. Social media is where I chanced upon Jimith Cosmetics. Gladys was gracious enough to invite me to her production center to demonstrate how her products are made. Gladys is in her 50s. Her previous job was that of a shop assistant, but she tells me she always wanted to venture into cosmetics.
I really wanted to start a business in cosmetics. Growing up, our parents taught us to use fresh lime juice in the armpit to fight body odor and reduce sweat. It's really lasted. So when I had the opportunity to learn about cosmetics, I decided to bring this back, but to be very innovative about it.
Once she learned the basics, Gladys began to experiment with her own formulas, with lime being the major ingredient.
I started with lime. Once I mixed the formula, I would store for a period of 6 months or sometimes a year to observe how long it would last before expiration. But my formulas lasted longer.
It's a simple process once you have the ingredients. Gladys is showing me how to make a 50 milliliter deodorant spray.
That one is lime.
So this is lime?
Yeah.
I can smell the lime, yeah, pretty strong. So, just this tiny bit. Okay.
1 ml.
1 ml.
Yeah.
Just there. So you stir for how long? How many?
Just a few seconds. 3 seconds, yeah.
Okay.
Gladys made family and friends try her first products.
This was the very first product I made in a transparent bottle.
The reviews were good. She was motivated to make it big, so she invested in packaging that will match imported deodorant products.
Jimith Natural Deodorants really suit our climate and are really safe to use. There are no chemicals. It's made with natural essential oils and users do not have to worry about any irritations.
There are two types of the natural deodorants, the roll-on and the spray. Now what Gladys needs to scale up her business is marketing. She's adopted social media and word of mouth. Gladys is getting recommendations too, with a number of clients across Europe, including the UK, Italy, and Sweden.
I am hoping to expand operations and move out of my current production center here at home to a bigger place. Then I can employ more people and help in reducing unemployment here in Ghana.
Gladys believes she's the first to produce natural deodorants on a large scale here in Ghana. She's really excited about what she's doing right now. And why not? She's brought freshness to Ghana's cosmetics industry.